Hello and welcome back to episode 42 of the Power On Retro Gaming Podcast. My name is Scott. Joined with me on this cold Friday night is James. How are you, brother?
I'm good, mate. Good as always. Happy to be here. Happy to do the show.
Yes. Great. Good to hear. I don't know if you want me to call you James or if you want me to stick to Parfo, which is what I know you by. What's just, you don't really care.
Just go with whatever.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow, mate.
Yeah. Make it rain. Okay. Yeah, here we are. Another week done.
Another week, and a bit of gaming news this week. I'm not sure if you've been keeping in touch with anything that's going on.
A little bit. Not so much the more modern stuff. It's just really what I hear along my travels. But yeah, what do you got for me?
All right. Well, last weekend we had PAX Gaming was in Melbourne. That was like a three-day event. People, a lot of the retro gamers and gamers of now, like on YouTube, Instagram, they all caught up as well at the event, and you could have like demos of like Super Mario Wonder, and I don't know, there were all the major publishers were showing what games are coming out and stuff. It's kind of like a mini E3, but in Australia. Yep. And it was all down in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Recently, I believe a couple of days ago, we had the PS5 Slim announcement. And pretty much what it is, it's a slimmer console with an added racing stripe for dynamic appearance. Yeah. You can either attach or detach the CD drive if you've got the digital version. So I believe you can add the CD drive to the console.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's got like a bit of the Sega CD.
In a way.
Inspiration happening there, yeah, Sony.
Exactly. We also had Assassin's Creed Mirage come out recently, and that's Ubisoft's highest current gen game seller, this current consoles. And I was actually very tempted to buy this last week, I believe. JB was having like one of their midnight sales where you get an extra 10% off a game if you use the code, and it came down to like 50 something, and I'm like, nah, just wait it out. You want to play your Spider-Man, it comes out in a week, just wait, don't get distracted.
Yeah, it does come out in a week, forgot about that.
And I've got some old news, but it yep. might be new news to yourself and other people listening. Later this year, Atari is bringing their console, the 2600 Plus, which actually supports HDMI and widescreen. It also comes with 10 inbuilt games in it. And you can actually play your old 2600 and 7200 cartridges by inserting them into the console like you did back in 77.
Well, that it's yeah, okay. That reminds me of that Neo Geo anniversary edition that they brought out, where I think I spoke about this yonks ago.
Yep.
And I was like, I asked the guy, like, because it's essentially the same size as the original console. And I said to the guy, does it play the old carts? Because I was interested in going and collecting them if it did.
Yeah.
Because a Neo Geo back then was a lot of money. And he's
still
like,
is.
Yeah. Still is. Yeah. He's like, yeah, definitely plays them. I'm like, oh, cool. Took it home and it didn't even, like, the flap was fixed and I just had a little, like, a plug and play sort of thing inside it.
Where'd you get this from?
I don't know. It was a while ago. It was from EB Games, Eastland. It's like $200 and I was super excited for it, but it just turned out to be like a plug and play in a, like the casing of a Neo Geo.
Yeah.
Disappointing. Very disappointing.
Those salespeople. They'll get you.
Well, it's just some young kid. He probably had no idea. But
he's like, what's a Neo Geo?
Well, that's it. I mean, it's, yeah, like a lot of the games are available, you know, for the store and stuff now anyway. And but yeah, it was disappointing at the time, that's for sure. You know, so on the flip side of that, it's cool that Atari are making it so you can play the games on it.
Yeah, and it's not like it's like a second party people. It's actually Atari actually doing it, because they've come out with like the flashbacks and stuff like that in the past, and they haven't been very good. Well,
you know. I mean, Atari though, like, I mean, yeah. we play Super Nintendo games and we love them, but Atari, like the game quality is not great. Are people that, what are they going to be like in their 40s or 50s now? Like, are they really going to go and get this thing?
I don't know. Like, I don't know how it's going to go. But if it was like the NES or a Super Nintendo sort of thing, and I could, like, it's a dedicated, like Nintendo's brought out, like, their own console. Not, like, there's companies like AVS who do the NES, like, in a HDMI sort of thing, and you can actually put in your cartridges, and it, there's no lag when you're playing this.
Yeah.
But if Nintendo actually brought out, like, an old NES or a Super Nintendo that allowed me to chuck in my Super Nintendo cartridges, I'd buy it.
You reckon?
Yeah, I'd definitely buy it.
Even though you've got probably at least four
even working though I've got, Super Nintendos. Yes, and to be honest, I do have four.
But, you know, like they did that little, what was that thing called? The
Mini?
Yeah, SNES Mini that had like 20 games on it. Not to mention the Switch has more than 20 on it now. So it would be more of a novelty thing.
It's still novelty, but I'd what would probably be cool,
let me tell you, if they did like an attachment for the Switch where you could plug it into the Switch and then put the cartridges into something physical. That would be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. People can dream.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's really like we all want that thing that we really like to come out.
Yeah, exactly.
But then it's like no one else is going to buy this. Exactly. Although I do, I mean, I think the Super Nintendo Mini was very successful because a lot of people I know purchased that. Not necessarily played it, but definitely had it.
No, I still play mine. I still play the NES Mini as well.
I didn't say you didn't play it, but...
I know many people bought it and then just it collected dust.
Shelved it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I use mine, to be quite honest with you.
Well, when you've got the actual cartridge, you'd rather play that.
Yeah, I don't even think it... Did it have Donkey Kong 2 on it?
No, wouldn't have. It would it be... I believe it's just got your basic games and whoever they could get the license from... Because, you know, the license would be with
It's all changed
Microsoft. Yeah.
Mm. I don't think they have the license for those games.
Like Microsoft?
Because the Nintendo properties, I don't think they got Donkey Kong Country. Because Donkey Kong Country 1 is on the SNES Mini. And 1, 2, and 3 are on the Switch. I just don't think they own the characters. I think they might have the license to Rare games. But maybe that was in the agreement that anything that was made. I don't know, maybe look that up. But otherwise, why don't we see them on Xbox like we do Banjo-Kazooie?
Actually, Donkey Kong Country 1 was on it, but not number 3.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, anyways. Well, that's cool.
Have you got any news for me, gaming-wise?
Any news? I've got some personal news. My PS3, I tried to set it up last night, and it's dead. It's saying it can't read the hard drive, which is a sad day for me because I really love that console.
That's a very sad day, too.
That's probably my second favorite console. And I've got so many games on there that I'm like halfway, three quarters of the way through that now I'll never be able to complete. Well, I can still complete them, but the save file's gone, especially a lot of RPGs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very, very annoying. It was sort of a funny moment because I didn't want to believe that it wasn't working. I reckon I reset it about 5 times thinking, oh, yeah, I'll just boot the next time. It'll just boot the next time.
Yeah.
And then you sort of just realize, like, okay, that era is done now with my life. Like, I probably won't get another PS3. I might, down the track, I might find one. But, you know, like, the stage I'm in my life to go back and sort of play a game for 40 hours to get to the same point I was at, very unlikely.
Yeah.
So, like, it was sort of closing of a chapter, I guess.
That's upsetting because you got the Model 2 version.
Well, I got it for my 21st. All my friends went in on it for me.
I do remember.
It was pretty special. And I was late to the party on it and I did really enjoy it. A lot of fun. If that's probably the console that as I was growing, you know, I obviously got it when I was 21 and continued to play it frequently until like a couple of years back. But for me, it's sort of sad because that's probably the console out of all my consoles, maybe not the Super Nintendo, that's probably one I've played the most. So, It's done, unfortunately.
That's really sad. Like, my PS3 like the original when I bought it, like back in 2016 or what, 2006. It was the 40 gig model, the first model that came out.
Yeah.
And back in 2016, it started overheating and it was doing like blue lights or whatever. And so I opened it up and I cleaned out the vents and made sure that no dust was blocking it. And I got it working again. But now since it's been packed away and I'm worried that it's stopped working because I bought a PS3 Slim also just in case when I knew at the time this was happening.
Yeah.
So I've just been playing that one. Sometimes I go in the garage and I see it and I'm like, I hope you still work because there's a lot of memories there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that I should have got a Slim when they were like selling them at like $99 when the 4 was out.
Yeah, that's when I got it. Yeah.
Now they're super expensive, but it would have been nice to just have one sort of as a backup. You're right. But I had a lot of issues with my PS4. That one, I went through three of those.
PS4, for example, with mine, I bought it like when it came out, and then I upgraded it to the Pro, and the Pro just sound like a jet engine and I could barely hear the TV. It was so loud. And I hated the Pro.
Yeah, I think the PS4 I got one, then I got the mini version.
Yeah.
Or something like that. The slim version, whatever it is.
Yep.
And PS4 for me was funny because I didn't really I didn't play a lot of it. I was sort of like moving into Xbox and other stuff. The Wii U I played a shitload of, but sort of like you can see it coming to an end at my age now. So it's sort of sad for me because of what my situation is. Like, you just don't have the time. Even if I wanted to, I just don't have the time, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, because it used to be like, I remember playing Red Dead Redemption 1. I got it from my missus for Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And I'd literally just lay in bed and play it all day. No problem. And then the other day, this week, I was playing Red Dead 2, and I played for like half an hour and I had to go do something. So it's funny.
Times change, mate.
Times changing. But look, it's still fun to talk about it and be involved in it. It's not like, you know, there's still plenty of time to go back and play them. So it's like I'm not in a worried state, that's for sure.
Yeah. Looks like we've got to get you a PS3 then.
Well, I've got to try and find a Slim. Yeah, maybe I'll see if I get one this way. They can't be that expensive. A couple hundred bucks, maybe.
Yeah. It's more the controllers that I find hard to come across, like a good working controller, because you go through them, and once, like, I bought a couple that were in decent shape, but, you know, over time, they start ruining, or they get a bit of drift, or a button gets stuck in, because, you know, I used to crack it at FIFA. And damage the controllers, but then again, like, I should have bought more when they were cheap.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, I regret not buying more of that console because PS3's got such a good library of games. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's. I guess it did have a very great library, and there's just so much variety on it, wasn't there?
Yeah. I
especially because the jump from PS2 to PS3 was just massive.
Yeah, it was huge. Like, at the start, it wasn't doing too well because people had already bought the Xbox 360, and then that was the main seller, and then the PS3 had the better hardware, and then it just took off with the games that they're bringing out as well. But, like, I bought the Xbox 360 before my PS3 because it was the first console. But it got the Red Rings of Death on it, like, twice. And I'm like, I'm done with this console. And someone was selling they got a gift for the PS3, but they had already had one.
Yeah.
So they sold it to me, like, a couple hundred dollars cheaper than it was. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take it.
So funny, isn't it? Because I didn't have a 360. But all my mates did, and like they all, I remember that whole Red Ring thing was just a massive flaw with the system.
Oh, it was a huge flaw.
You know, and it was sort of funny because during all that we had the GameCube, and then I don't even know what we got after that. GameCube.
The Wii.
Oh, we had a Wii for a little bit, but I think we did get an Xbox and then it was chipped. I don't know. I can't really remember. But I do recall getting an Xbox 360 as an engagement gift from my now wife, and it came with Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Yep. Okay.
So that was the first Xbox 360 I owned, and at the time it was like old. It was near the end of its life.
Yeah, Black Flag, like pretty much the Xbox One came out.
Yeah.
They both had the game at the same time.
I think it might have actually almost, I think it was out, to be honest, because I remember getting the Xbox 360 and everyone, like the guy, I was just surprised that I actually wanted it because I think it was $200.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's funny because I talk about the engagement ring and when I, you know, explain that whole story about how I proposed, and I'm like, I'm getting something as well. She's like, oh, do you want a nice watch? I'm like, no way. I want an Xbox.
Yeah, fair enough.
So the engagement Xbox
ring was expensive.
I think there's a photo on my personal Instagram of her holding it. I'll dig through and find it. anyway, so yeah, that one I've still got, and yeah, played a lot of that too. But I was so far like behind everyone. I remember getting it and like experiencing the layout of it and all those things, and people had already like had one for like 10 years almost, it seemed. So I was, you know, not 10 years, but like, yeah, it was just so far behind everyone. Yeah. And you know, that those consoles, like the Wii U especially, because whenever we got something new growing up, like the GameCube or, you know, a Halo or Xbox, something, I got locked out of the room and didn't get to like experience it that first night. It was like a few days later when I was like thrown a bone. So having, you know, I remember going and getting the Wii U and coming home and setting it up and just like going through the box carefully and like looking at all the cool stuff and then switching on Nintendo World and being like, what the hell is this? But you know, it's, you know, that's those memories of getting a console for the first time and setting it up and playing it. It's pretty special.
Yep.
Like, I remember when you got the Xbox One. What was the one after Xbox One? And I went around to yours and you were playing FIFA. And then we played a little bit of
Rising 3.
Dead Rising. And I was like, the graphics, well, I was like blown away. I was like, wow, these are great. Like, look at these graphics. And it was like late at night. Remember that?
Yeah. I bought that on release at EB Games at Eastland. And then I believe you came over, maybe it was 2 days later, just to check it out, and you were like blown away.
I couldn't believe it. It had like voice funk. You're like, oh, I keep getting sent off in FIFA because I'm swearing.
Yep.
I'm like, it does that.
Yep.
It listens to you. Yes. So, but yeah, like as for the PS3, it's just the time has come, I guess. And yeah, I just put a bit on a slim just then, a red one.
Oh, so did
see
you?
What happens. Yeah, ends in 16 minutes. So we could, by the end of this show, I might have one.
Oh, good man. That's exciting.
But anyway, look, that was my update from the week. We're still sort of unpacking, so
yep.
I set that up. I set the Wii U up, and I played some Donkey Kong 64 with the kids.
Oh, good man.
I remember playing that on the 64 when we first got it and thinking the starting was so stupid. I remember just like, it was like a dance video. You know,
that was my favorite bit.
DK rap. We'll get to that. Anyway, like I was just thinking back in the day, like, this is okay. What is this? Now, I was like, kids, gather around. This is the greatest thing I've ever heard. Like, I was like, I knew all the words. I'm like singing along with it, and they're just staring at it like, what is this? You know.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's
we're sick. Finally
it was,
here.
It was performing so, for yeah, you. I was like, I just couldn't believe it. I was like, this is so funny. And then, you know, we're just playing it, and the music's just cool. It's got a very dark feel to it, Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah, it does.
Very dark and lonely sort of game. But anyway, I played a little bit of that, and
that's great.
Yeah, well, I've got quite a few downloaded games on the Wii U, so I was just sort of looking for it. I was more just setting it up and getting it going, if anything.
Yep.
But didn't do a lot on it, but that was set up, and the PS3 obviously tried that, but that was no good. I was trying to play Dragon Ball Z Tenkaichi 3, which I haven't played, but I couldn't get the controller to work because I accidentally left the battery in the back of them. I have two Pro Motion controllers.
Yeah.
And it like rusted out the little connectors.
That's upsetting.
So they're cooked. Yeah. So I just put that to bed. But Yeah, played, ended up, like I said, played a little bit of Red Dead 2 and played probably maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours of the new Mortal Kombat, which is really, really good.
Yeah, good, good.
Story's really good. Graphics obviously awesome. Western fighters seem to play a little bit differently. They're not as fast, it seems. And a lot of Mortal Kombat, especially the newer ones, the you do these sort of like the game almost plays itself a little bit depending on the difficulty. But it is quite fun, and obviously love the characters and things like that.
Yep.
So played it like I love the story. I really love how they have like a story, and then you go into fights between the scenes.
Yeah.
Really love that. And it's you're just playing as different characters, so it's not like you're playing the story as Raiden all the way through. You might jump to Johnny Cage or whoever. So this is playing that, and yeah, it's really, really fun.
Good.
I can't play it when the kids are around, but yeah, there's some small windows during the week where I got a chance to play it and really
So
enjoyed
good.
it.
You're making the most of it, which is good.
Yeah, having a crack, that's all I can really do. Play a little bit more of Dragon Ball Z Kakarot as well on the Switch, which is
Yep.
going well. I'm up to Android 17 fight with Piccolo.
Okay.
It's going pretty well, if you remember that fight. Do you remember
Nope.
that?
No, I don't actually.
During this early Cell saga, Android saga. Anyway, hey,
Yeah.
the thing about that game is there's so much to do in it, like so much to collect and characters. Like I love Dragon Ball, obviously, but so much to see and do and characters to interact with and little Easter eggs from the show and things like that. But because I'm just trying to get through it, I'm missing out on a lot of that.
Yep.
So I sort of just want to get moving on to the next thing. So that's
Yeah.
a little bit sad, but it's still a very fun game. It is just you cut out all that BS in the middle where you can travel around and go fishing and stuff, and it is just a pretty fast-paced fighting game, very similar to those old Tenkaichi games.
Yep.
There's not a lot more in it to say about it. It's the same Dragon Ball Z fighting game they've been making for 10 years, but they've hidden it pretty well.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, so still cool though.
Speaking of Dragon Ball Z, I actually found like a bunch of my Tarzos. You know, the Dragon Ball Z ones. There was two like sets that I used to collect from the Smith's packet of chips when we were in high school. Yeah, found like a whole heap of them in a tub the other day when I was looking for a bunch of consoles.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I thought that was. I thought I threw them out a long time ago, but there they were.
Yeah, it's funny how big Dragon Ball Z was for us. I think we were in like grade 5 or 6.
Yeah. It was a big deal. It's a big deal.
It was funny too because I was watching the trailer for, I think it was Return of Cooler or Revenge of Cooler, one of the movies.
Yep.
I can't remember what it's called. One of those two. Ouch, sorry. Sprained my knee. Watching that, and the release date was, I think it was either 1992 or it was 1996.
Yeah.
And I was just saying, like, to my missus, like, this show, like, this is on, I think it was during when the Cell saga was on. So the show, by the time we were in primary school, early primary school, the show was pretty much three quarters of the way done.
Yeah.
But we didn't really get it until, the end of our primary school days.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but those early episodes were like, it's already like 30 years old now,
Yep.
more somewhat. So, especially Dragon Ball. So it's like, that's a long time. It's
A
older
hundred,
than me,
yeah, 100%.
still bringing out episodes of the new series and things like that, and it's still as probably more popular than it ever was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good on them.
Good on him, mate.
Yeah, that's in terms of playing, and for a little bit of retro too, I chucked in that Dragon Ball Z game on the SNES that I've been chipping away at,
Yes.
and played a little bit of that. Didn't really make any progress; was more just training up level wise, and also just some. I probably put in about an hour into Spirit Tracks, Legend of Zelda.
Good, you've continued on with that.
Yeah, just trying to sort of make some headway in it. I'm a little bit lost, and I had to look up a YouTube video to sort of try and find where I am and where I'm going. But after about 20 minutes of, you know, streaming this video to sort of try and make sense of it all, I think I'm underway. So
yeah,
that's sort of my week in gaming.
Good.
To answer your question, do I have any news? No. So what about you? What's news of you? What have you been playing? What have you been picked up? What are you
picked up? I had a pre-order for ages for Hot Toys 1/6 scale DeLorean that came in, and my wife and I put everything together because it was a lot of delicate little clips, and she's better with that sort of stuff than I am. I'm too rough and I don't want to break anything or scratch anything up. So after a bit of stress, we put that one together, and you can find that on the Facebook page or the Instagram page as well if you want to see it. But it pairs well with Marty and Doc and Einstein. Besides that, what else did we get? Nothing in terms of video games, but I didn't play anything new, which is unlike me. I'm just holding out for Spider-Man, but I did start playing some Donkey Kong Country 1, and I was trying to play as much as I could of that, and I was recording it.
Yep.
And I put it on the Elgato, so I recorded it, and I tried one night, and I played the first world, which we had no issues. I think the last time I played Donkey Kong Country 1 was in Japan when I bought it. I went and played it again night 2, and I went to record it again because I'm like, all right, I'll sit down and I'll play as much as I can. I thought it was recording. I think there was an error with my memory card at some point, so it stuffed up like 1 minute into it, and yep. I would just kept playing it anyway, thinking yep. that it was still recording. And I got to World 3, and now there's lost footage, so I actually put on that I beat World 1 onto the Facebook page and on YouTube as well, if anyone wants to watch it. It's not the best run, but I made it through quite easily, but it's only World 1. I had a lot of trouble with the stupid mine track level in World 2, but we got through that. But yeah, got up to World 3 and I'm like, all right, that's it for the night. And then I saved it and I turned it off.
Yep.
But yeah, I was happy, played a bit of a retro game, and that was pretty much my only gaming experience since I last beat Spider-Man 2 when we last chatted. Mm-hmm. And yeah, well, actually, I did receive a Spider-Man on the GBA.
Yep.
That came in the mail recently. I haven't played it though, but I am waiting on a Retron Cube. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the cube thing. It plays the GBA, the
I saw
Game
that,
Boy
actually.
In Color.
Yeah, I saw that on the internet.
I picked that up. I know the Retron 5 can play, but I mentioned this a couple of years ago on the podcast that I accidentally fried my old Retron 5. I put in the wrong power supply, and I knew instantly because you could just smell it. You're like, oh no, what have I done? And now they cost a fortune. So once because I don't have a Game Boy player for my GameCube, I thought I'd just buy this and then plug in whatever I want. Like if I want to play, I've been wanting to play Turtles 3 on the Game Boy for a while, and I really don't want to play it on the small screen. So once this comes in, we'll play it on the big screen.
Yeah, well, like how awesome is it that they're releasing things where you can, like that's sort of what we were talking about earlier, releasing things so we can just plug it in and go for it.
Exactly.
Is that a PAL unit though?
A PAL.
Yeah, like is it?
No,
it's not going to blow up when you plug it into a PowerPoint.
No, because with just like the Retron, it gave you three different power cords. Like it had I don't know if you remember with yours, but it had an American one, it had a Europe one, and an Australian one that came with the console. I believe it's the same sort of thing. If not, I'll just buy the cord that will go into ours and I'll make it work.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's cool.
I do have a step down plug if needed, but I don't think it needs it.
No.
Oh, and besides that, I do have some other news. I nearly forgot. I have a, I got finally a response from that website that I was waiting for my pre-order on that I cancelled and they wouldn't get back to me.
Yep.
Finally got a credit for the full amount. Yep. I made my order of something that I wanted just to get them off the books. There's something I really wanted that was on there, but it was another pre-order, and I'm like, nope, mm-hmm. you're not doing that. Just once make your purchase and never look back. And I got a tracking number, so once I get that and it all looks good and fine, I'll be happy.
Well, that's good. It's nice to get a good ending to a, well, somewhat, you know, anxiety-provoking story.
No, it was very anxiety, and I told my wife about it for the first time yesterday. She's like, wait, what?
Doesn't listen to the show? No. I understand it. I do. It's tough when you're dealing with someone. And I was actually chatting to one of my suppliers about it and how, like, drop shipping works and how they don't, you know, have direct contact with some of the suppliers and really know what's going on. So, you know, it's like this week. Stop me if I already spoke about this because I'm not sure I spoke about it on the last episode, but I ordered a Broly, Dragon Ball Z Broly figure that's sort of gripping Vegeta in one hand and Goku in the other. Okay. I think it's a 1-4, so it's quite large. Paid it off, basically got it delivered, and it rocks up. And the, did I already talk about this?
I'm trying to recall. I don't think so, but keep going.
If you've seen the Instagram, you've seen a photo of it. But look, I got the box and it was massive. And I was like, geez, this thing's bloody huge, which isn't uncommon for the packaging, you know that.
Yeah.
And I open it up and it's not the same one. It's just a standalone Broly, same type as what I was wanting in terms of the character, same era, same look. However, it's just him standing, like posing. But it's much larger. It's like, it's not, it's, I guess you'd say maybe it's 1-3, maybe.
It's still a big figure.
It's huge and it doesn't fit on the shelf. It doesn't fit any of the tiers that I've got set up. It's too big for all of them. So, it sits on the floor, but it was actually broken. So I had to glue it back together, which is fine. However, it was sort of the way it was packaged wasn't great. And it was, broken in a few spots. I fixed it up, no big deal. But I did contact them and I said, hey, you know, you've sent me the wrong one. I actually really wanted that other one. Is there any chance it's available or I can swap? Well, it's probably going to be very, you're not swapping it. I'm not sending it back. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
And they were somewhat helpful at the start. They were like, yeah, send us the tags on the box. So I sent them the photos and they said, there's got to be another tag on there. I'm like, well, this is the whole cardboard box. There's nothing on it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, sorry, we can't help you without that tag. I'm like, there's nothing else in the box for one, and here's a photo of the figure, like, you know what I mean? I didn't get it, but the other one is sold out, so I don't think I can get it. But at the same time, I'm not disappointed. This one's really cool. The prices were pretty much the same. However, the only reason I am a little bit frustrated by it is I've got another figure that's pretty much exactly the same as this one, but just smaller. So I've got
wanted the different one.
I've got like a surplus of this character now. Anyway, it's just one of those things. It happens, and there's no one on the other end of the line sort of helping you.
But, you know, well, like, we both know that pain, don't we?
Yeah, and like a lot of these, we know how often people change jobs and things. Like someone might be looking after it, but then they might leave the job and someone takes over. And you know, how many orders would they get? These things are just growing and growing in popularity. So. Who knows? But that was my thing. But I am expecting a parcel sometime soon that's got like a giant Majin Buu, Fat Buu in it, which would be pretty cool.
Yep.
So when that arrives, I'll talk about that. But yeah, I saw the packaging they put it in the box. It's bloody massive, man. I don't know how it's gonna go, but yeah, huge.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff I ordered got cancelled just because they didn't make the
shipping requirements.
Yeah, so I just said to them, instead of refunding me, just take it off the postage for that item. So it pretty much cost me nothing to get it sent out because that particular site doesn't do they only do like an estimate, and then when it's ready, they'll go like, okay, it's actually going to be X amount of dollars. Now, okay. I guess just taking them at face value because you have no idea how much it actually costs, but international shipping for this stuff is expensive.
Yeah, it definitely is.
I found out during the week too that resins aren't covered by insurance. They're just not in Australia. Right. So yep. It doesn't matter if you get a resin that's, if you buy the insurance for $6 or whatever it is, save you $6 because you're not getting, it's not getting covered. Loss of parts. Loss of parts is one thing, but if you open it up and it's absolutely shattered, there's nothing you can do.
Uh-huh. They don't cover it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so pro tip for you out there.
Pro tip. But,
in terms of gaming, that's pretty much it for what I spoke about. But, looking forward to that new Super Mario Brothers, that's for sure.
Super Mario Brothers Wonder comes out next Friday.
The 20th. Same day as the 20th. I've pre-ordered it, so that'll be one that I hope to get a few hours in on.
Good man.
What's the go with this Spider-Man? So you're getting like a physical or you just
No, I've got a physical. Amazon should be delivering it that day. Yeah. And then I'll play a bit after work and then we'll go out for dinner for our wedding anniversary.
On the 20th?
On the 20th.
Well, it's my daughter's birthday as well, so there you go.
Oh, is it? Oh,
big day for all of us. Yeah, 20th of October. 1 year old.
That's coming around quick.
Year old, yeah. Oh, yeah, it has. Tell me about it. She took her first steps today. It was unbelievable. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
1 minute you're just sitting around talking, then she's like, off she goes. It's like, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
And then it just all changes then because they're no longer just in the one spot. They're up and about, so. Yeah, pretty exciting. So it's funny to see it the first time. It's like, oh, off she goes.
Off she goes, joining the little brother or the older brother running amok.
Yeah, well, he didn't start walking until I think after he was one. So it's funny because he's like, run to me. He'll say, run to me. That's cute.
Yeah.
Let's hope they don't go in my study and start ruining my stuff. But I am looking forward to getting a hold of that Mario game and just sort of, because when a new Mario game comes out, it's exciting to be a part of it when it's first release.
100%. I'm excited for it too.
Yeah, and then like we get treated with Mario RPG, which I actually have on the Wii U. I saw it there and I'm like, maybe I could play it.
Oh, do you?
Mm.
Like the original?
Yeah.
I believe it comes out in November 17th.
Oh, it's okay.
The remastered version.
I thought it was already out for some stupid reason.
No, it comes out, I believe it's next month.
Hmm.
Because I thought it would be weird. Why would they be dropping Wonder and Super Mario around the same time?
The more the merrier.
More the merrier. It's too much competition for it. Like, at least give it some space, then they get more sales.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, that's just how I think about it.
Well, you're probably right, I guess, but I don't think Nintendo's struggling at the moment, that's for sure. They might be.
Anyways, before you fall asleep on us.
I don't think I didn't win that bid, by the way, so someone got me at the last minute.
Oh, no, we distracted you with the podcast.
I did put one in, but look, I wanted to go for it. It went for $126. Okay. Two controllers and four games. Eight games.
That's pretty good. Like, yeah. I thought they were going for more than that.
It's a red super slim console limited edition.
How many gigabytes?
It doesn't say.
You want at least the bigger hard drive because one of the slims, like, you could get a base one and it could barely store anything on it.
Yeah, but this is PS3. There wasn't anything to store.
No, but still, yeah.
What do you mean? Like, play the game on the disc.
But you still had to, like, most games still had an extra installation on the disc as well that you had to put on the console, And then you could only install a couple things and you had to uninstall it. Yeah, it was the whole thing.
Well, that's what I deal with now for most of my consoles, isn't it? The Switch. That's just bloody terrible.
Have you got an extra memory card for it?
I actually got a 2 terabyte card for it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Still feel it.
Yeah, I'm not on that level. Like, I bought one many moons ago when it first came out. Barely feel the thing.
Yeah, well, do you even use the Switch?
I do not. I do not.
Is it even set up?
Yeah, it's set up. It's ready to go. Okay. Everything's ready to go. It's just a matter of turning it on and actually sitting down and using it. That's the thing.
Yeah, okay. I'm there with you. Cool. All right, let's talk about some... let's get into some topics, eh? Diddle-a-diddle-a-do. Topic. What's the topic?
The topic is games based on comic books.
Mm.
Now, I'll get you to start off with some of your favorite games that are based on comic books or just comic book characters that you played. I don't know.
All right, I'll take you back. I grew up a big fan of the Avengers comics.
Mm-hmm.
I particularly liked Captain America.
Yep.
Now, there was a game I wanted because there was no really internet or anything for us to research what was available on the SNES. So it was really like you just saw them at the shops or you saw them at the rental, what are they called? Video stores.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Video stores.
It's been a few. Yeah. Video stores. And you go, okay, I didn't even know that was out. Anyway, so there's a game I had my eye on after I played it on ROM called Captain America and the Avengers on Super Nintendo.
Yep.
Played like an arcade game. And I remember I couldn't find it anywhere. I was always on the hunt. And then I found it at a video store just on like a bargain bin. It was in a Blockbuster, like an old rental Blockbuster case. And yeah, I picked it up. I think it was $8. I think it's actually got $8 in permanent marker on the cartridge.
Yep.
And yeah, that game is sick. Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
I don't think it's based off any comic in particular, more so just the characters.
Yeah.
You can play like Hawkeye and maybe
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
And I think it's Vision also.
It might be, yeah. I'm not. Probably should have done some research around it, but
that's okay.
I just remember it being a lot of fun because it plays out a lot like an arcade game.
Yep.
So I'm gonna just do a quick search on it, but it played out a lot like an arcade game. So that's why I really enjoyed playing it.
Yep.
You know, yeah. So you go through the levels. It's just pretty much is what it is. You can imagine like sort of like Turtles in Time side-scrolling action.
Yeah,
which like you play, which is awesome.
I've seen the NES one.
Yep.
That one's it's actually in the last 5 years gone up in price as well. Like something I want to get my hands on the NES, but
yep.
I know you've got it on the Super Nintendo, but it looks like a fun game.
Yeah, so it is Iron Man, Hawkeye, Vision, and Captain America.
Ah, okay, there you go.
So no Silver Surfer. Yeah, you travel through the levels. I remember it being quite difficult. I could only do the first couple of levels.
It's like most games at that time. Yeah.
I think it was an arcade game as well.
Okay.
And it was on Sega and Super Nintendo.
Yep.
So that was one that was really cool because it was obviously way before any of the movies and they were basing the characters just solely off the source material, which was really cool. The other one, which I spoke about way back when we first started, was Marvel X-Men Legends 2. Uh-huh. I never played the first one, but the second one is like a collection of characters from X-Men. And you can level them up and use their powers in a sort of a team setting, team of four, and you travel through the levels and you destroy objects and fight, various characters from the X-Men universe as you go along.
Have you got that one? Did you play it on the GameCube or the
PSP? No, I played it on the PSP.
Oh, PSP? Yep.
Yeah, which was the first game I beat on the PSP.
Oh, good.
Funnily enough, I got the PSP on release and then didn't really enjoy it. I just thought it was a bit... I only really got it because a couple of my friends got it.
Yeah.
And that was one of the... I had that in Darkstalkers. And, yeah, I like forced myself to play it. But by the end of it, I really enjoyed it. And following on from that later on... there was Ultimate Alliance, Marvel Ultimate Alliance with, I think there was two on the, gee, it may have even been on the PS2, but I had it on the PS3.
Yeah, that's the game we talked about a couple of weeks ago where you play as like the whole team, yeah?
Yeah, well, it's the same as X-Men Legends.
Yeah.
Play as a team, and you can basically, this one opened it up to have pretty much characters from all different comics. Like, you know, you can play as Venom, you can play as Spider-Man, you can play as Hawkeye, you can play as whoever, Fantastic Four, whatever. But, like, just whoever was in it, you could play as.
Yeah.
And they did Ultimate Alliance 3, which was a Switch exclusive, which I did enjoy as well, but it does shift a little bit more to line up with the movies.
Okay.
Which is okay. Which is okay. Yeah, those games, I really enjoy that format of game and how they play. I like the idea that you can pick your own team and level mm-hmm. them up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, just on fighting games, you know, X-Men versus Street Fighter was one of my favorites. I never actually owned it. I own it now on the Saturn, but I had a burnt copy, and I think it was pretty big in the arcade as well. Very colorful. Obviously, Street Fighter is awesome. So, you know, mixing the two, made by Capcom, very, very good game.
Yep. Any others, fan favorites?
Fan favorites. I do like, just the Marvel vs. Capcom games.
Yeah.
The second one in particular.
Yep.
Particular. And the third one wasn't half bad either. I played a lot of the third one.
On the PS3?
Yeah. I was quite good at it, actually. And then I went back and played it probably, would have been like 3-4 years now. I was just terrible. I think they came out with an Ultimate Edition.
Yeah.
Which is funny because if you look back at it now, all the characters that are in it for the Marvel side are the characters they made standalone movies for.
Yeah.
So it was weird because we had characters that we didn't see a lot of in anything else, but all of a sudden they're just in that game. It's almost like they were told which ones to put in it.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I mean, I know that obviously Dragon Ball Z and One Piece and stuff are based off mangas, but I don't think I'll really include those games. I mean, I do love a lot of those games, but I think we'll do like a separate episode for that.
Yeah, sure.
Perhaps, because I just think we'll stick to sort of comics as being, you know, I guess you'd say Western comics.
Yep.
But yeah, like, I mean, you'll probably speak about it too, but the Spider-Man game I really liked on PlayStation 4.
Yep.
That was pretty good. There was a Spawn game on the Super Nintendo, which I really enjoy.
Oh, yeah. It's very difficult.
It is very difficult. But yeah, and then obviously the Batman games, like those, it seems that the well-known franchises, they're not Spawn, but the well-known ones like Spider-Man, Batman, and the Marvel games are quite good. The latest Marvel game, I think it's the Avengers game or something like that, was like $6 on Xbox, so I downloaded it. I think it's just stopped being supported.
Yep.
That's maybe why it was cheap, but I did download that, so maybe one day I'll play that sometime. Okay.
Did you play Scott Pilgrim vs. the World?
I did, yeah. I did, and I couldn't beat the very last boss, but I really did enjoy that game.
There you go. That's another one based on a comic book.
Yeah, there's probably a lot out there that I didn't realize were based off comics. I mean, I played the Walking Dead games, and they're not really even... Well, they are games, but it's like a story game. And
yeah, I like the Telltales. Yeah,
they were very cool. So,
good. No, it's a good variety there.
Well, yeah, there's just the ones that... Yeah, off the top of my head, I mean, anything really that has the Marvel logo on it. Like, there is a couple of duds, like the Silver Surfer game on the NES was pretty crap.
Yeah.
You know, like the Transformers, I don't know if it was a comic first, but there's some really good Transformers games, especially on the PS3, some absolutely amazing games.
Yeah.
There is a lot of it's comics. I mean, even Ninja Turtles is a comic book. Like Turtles in Time, Tournament Fighters.
Yep.
You know, there's some really cool games. So
exactly. There's a lot of great games based on comic books, and you pretty much mentioned a lot of them there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know you've, because we played a lot of the same games, so I know it's probably going to be a lot of you repeating things that I've already brought up, but I just, I wanted to mention Captain America and the Avengers because it was sort of the game that and X-Men versus Street Fighter that, for me, it was like, because I was such, like a big fan of those characters to see. And I really loved the Spider-Man cartoon that was like, I think it was on like around like 1996.
Started like 94 it was.
Yeah, and like we had a game on the computer where you make like Spider-Man animation, so that had the, all those.
I have seen this.
Yeah.
I haven't played it. I have seen it.
We had that, and we must have played hours and hours of it. You can make animations. So, like, and that was just, that's like a deep cut memory there. So that was, I loved that series. I had, like, the whole play set and all the characters, you know, like the Doc Octopus in, like, the orange and green.
Oh, stop you right there. You know what I actually just got this week, and it actually came in. I forgot to mention it.
What?
The playset.
Oh, you got
in
it.
In the box.
Oh, wow. Geez. The box I is saw minty. That. Did you buy that off that guy that was selling it?
From where?
Oh, I saw it on Facebook in one of the groups.
No, that one was very expensive.
Oh.
That one was way too expensive. But that his is brand new in box, never been opened. Mine was, it's been opened, but the box is better conditioned than his was. And all I really wanted was for the box. Like, I love the artwork on it. Like,
yeah.
The playset's cool. Like, it's something I played with as a kid. The fact that I got the box and I got everything in it, oh, I was stoked.
Wow, okay. Yeah, that's great. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in pretty good nick?
It's in very good nick, yeah.
Yeah, there was quite a lot of those Spider-Man toys, wasn't there, based on that series?
Yeah. That was one of my fan favorites, then X-Men. Turtles.
X-Men was very, very good.
Yeah.
Do you know with those shows, did they have a continuing... Like, I remember watching the Spider-Man, and there was an episode where, like, he had to pick which superheroes to use, and he chose, like, Storm and Captain America. Did those shows sort of have, like, a storyline that finished on the last episode, or was it just random episodes each week?
No. Like, for example, X-Men, they have, like, based on, like, comic books, right? There's Days of Future Past. They'll have part one, part two. They've got like the Phoenix Saga. There's like four parts to that as well. It's continuation. And the way that they did it with the X-Men show, it has like a recap, like at the start of every episode. So it's like a continuation of the story, and it goes on for like the five seasons that it ran. Like it's really well done.
Okay.
I'm not sure about Spider-Man, but I know with the X-Men, yeah, there's the recap thing. Like, I've watched a fair few episodes of the animated series because it's on Disney Plus, as well as the X-Men. I watch that from time to time. I think I'm on season two, but yeah, it's all continuous, but just changed. Before you fall asleep on us, let's...
I actually drank two Red Bulls to get up for this episode, and it's just like, it's failing me. No, it's all good.
You work hard.
There's nothing wrong with having a good old-fashioned yawn. No, you go for it, man. I know you've got some bangers.
Bangers. I wouldn't say bangers and mash, but let's go. Spider-Man on the PS5, you touched over it. It's probably one of my favorite superhero games. Mm-hmm. It's just the story and how well it was done. The graphics. As you know, I've been talking about Spider-Man for the last few episodes. I'm so excited for the new one. What actually took me by surprise was a game that was actually free on the Xbox store, and I beat it, and that was Guardians of the Galaxy. I thought it was going to be very similar to the Avengers, which didn't do so well.
Yep.
But Guardians of the Galaxy, I highly recommend this game. Like, it's pretty much just an action game. You go around, you follow the story of Peter Quill. You've got the whole team with you, and everything about the shooting, you actually feel for the characters, and it really caught me off guard. I thought it was just going to be another game that I'm just going to play, but I was invested in it. I put my time into it. I got through it. I became a free PS5 game on the store as well, and I'm considering beating it again.
Looks like what was that game where you like fight as the DC characters? What was it called? Unbreakable or something? No, something in.
Oh, Injustice.
Injustice, yeah, like those games that pops up all the time as being available on the store, and I like it, always get it, because I loved that game too, and it's comic related, so there you go.
It's a fighting game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Yeah, another game that you touched based on the Arkham games, like City's my favorite of the three, and I've beaten that one three times. already. I beat it again. Like, just the story. I've got all the figurines as well to go with it. I actually really enjoyed, I'm not going to mention a million Spider-Mans, but here's another one, Spider-Man on the PS1. Beat it recently. Enjoyed it a lot more than number two, but if you haven't, yeah, so it's, I beat it on the Dreamcast. You can play it on the PS1, and I believe it, you can get it on the N64 as well. But the Dreamcast is the best version. You touched on it, Marvel vs. Capcom number two. I've got that on the Dreamcast as well. It's actually a lot of fun. I was playing it a couple of months ago as well. Nearly got to the, like, with my team, even though I'm button mashing. I got quite far into, like, the rounds on how far you go down. I was actually really surprised. Infamous, which is a game that came out on the PS3. It's based on a comic book, but I really loved the second one, even though it kind of got rid of the comic book cutscenes. It was more like your normal cutscenes like you've got now. The first one had like comic book strips to tell the story, which I love when they do that. But yeah, Infamous 2 was the better game in my opinion. Another game that's based on a comic book that I beat recently on the PS3, it's called The Darkness. It's a very weird game. It's about like this person in the mob, and he gets killed, and then he comes back to life, and he's brought back by this entity called The Darkness, and it takes over him, and he's got like moves that he can do. His name's Jackie. It's actually a real fun game. I could go over a few more. Jackie.
Yeah.
Could go over a few more Spider-Man games like Shadow Dimensions, Spider-Man and Venom Carnage. Like it's like a red label on the Super Nintendo. The Turtles in Time.
Yep.
I don't know. We touched over this like a couple weeks ago. Comic Zone on the Sega.
Yep. That's a good one, that one.
Yeah, and Batman Returns on the Super Nintendo, as well as Batman the video game on the NES. Yeah, there's more fighting games like X-Men Children of the Atom, and I could go on and on and on, but yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I think it's there is a lot out there, especially those very popular ones like Marvel and DC. They pump out some good games. I mean, Mortal Kombat versus DC was pretty shit, if I had to mention a couple of bad ones.
Yeah.
You know, Spider-Man.
Oh, and Turok. There was, you know, the Dinosaur Hunter.
Yeah, I know that one, yeah. I've been playing it semi-recently,
Have you? Yeah, based on a comic book.
No, I didn't know it was a comic book.
Yeah. But yeah, my summary's there.
Yeah, I guess there is a lot like out there for comic book. There's probably a lot of games that we played that we didn't know were based off a comic book. A lot of people see movies and they don't know they're based off comics, and same with TV shows. So I'm guessing there'd be a shitload that we don't know of.
Yeah, I agree.
But any bad ones that you can think of?
Oh, there's a lot of bad ones on these, probably Super Nintendo that I played, like The Incredible Hulk. I don't think that was a very good game. It was
bad on the GameCube too.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, like, the movie version was terrible.
I think I mentioned it with someone yesterday, X-Men and Superman Arcade's Revenge. I don't think that was very good on the Super Nintendo. Now, I think it was on a Sega episode I was mentioning about that I never got to play Batman Returns on the Sega. So I actually played it recently and I had no fun with it. The Super Nintendo version is so much better. And I would say that one is a bad version of the game. Maybe I'm no good at it, but bad game.
More likely.
Batman Forever.
Yep.
Bad game. Batman and Robin, the animated series on the Super Nintendo. Very, very good game. That's a platformer. I highly suggest that one.
Yeah, it's got that interesting art.
Yeah.
You know,
back in the 90s, 80s, 90s, one one console would have like one different game from a different developer, and then the other console would have a different developer. Mm-hmm. Same thing with those two. So the Sega version was a run and gun, and it's pretty full on, while the Nintendo is platformer, actually.
Right. Okay. But yeah. Well, that's well, it's good that we have a lot more memory of the good ones than the bad ones.
Oh, 100%.
You know, because it just seems to be so much out there, but it's nice to be able to go back and play even those old Spider-Man games and them to be, you know, hits rather than misses.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there was even, I remember playing briefly a Wolverine game. I think it was just a solo Wolverine game on the GameCube, but there is a new one sort of coming out by the developers of Spider-Man, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, in some. And that's
probably going to be awesome. So,
I reckon it would be too. I'm also excited for that too.
You have to wait a little while, but yeah, no, that's good. It's good to have something to look forward to. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's pretty much wrap us up for today.
Yeah, definitely. You can find the show or the podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon, and Power On.
They were game collectors, and they were the best of pals. Talked about a podcast, and now they're here to fill your hour. Power On, Retro Gaming Podcast. Power On, Retro Gaming Podcast. Power On, Retro Gaming Podcast.